Mishnah Hey Hey 5-5, the final Mishnah in the fifth parak, talking about tefillah. Hamispal v'ta, if one is praying and he makes a mistake while he's saying Shemona Esrei, Simin Ralo, that's a bad omen for him. The Gemara says the pshat here is that he makes a mistake in the first bracha. That's a bad omen. Bim Shliach Tzibur Hu, if it's the Shliach Tzibur, the person davening on behalf of the community, if he's the one who makes a mistake, then Simin Ra L'Shluchav, it's a bad sign, not for him, but for the whole community. Mipnei She'Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, because one's agent, the Shliach Tzibur, his agent who's doing the prayers on his behalf, is like him, has the same status of him, and therefore if it's a bad omen for the Shliach Tzibur, it's really a bad omen for the whole Tzibur, the whole community. Amru Lav Al Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. The story was told about Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa, Kishahaya Mispal Al Acholim, when he would pray for sick people, V'omer Zechai V'Zemeis, he would say, this one will live and this one won't live. Tiferes Yisrael says it's inconceivable that because of Al Yiftach Pel Satan, one shouldn't say such a thing that a person will die, and therefore the understanding is that either he, one shot Tiferes Yisrael gives is that he was saying a question, like, will this person live? Will this person die? The second shot, and the more preferred shot, and more reasonable shot perhaps, is that he didn't say explicitly this person would die, but by the way he acted and reacted, it was clear to the onlookers that Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa assessed that the person for whom he was davening was not going to make it. So they Amru Lo, they said to him, Minayin Ata Yodea, how do you know whether this person will die or live? Amru Lahem, he said back to them, Im Shagura Tfilasa Bifi, if my prayer is fluent in my mouth, Yodea Ani Yeshu Mukubal, then I know it is accepted. It or he, the person from Amdavening, is accepted in Shemaim. Either way, Vim Lav, if my prayer is not fluent in my mouth, Yodea Ani Yeshu Mutoraf, then I know that it, my prayer, or him, the person from Mount Davening, is literally torn up. The two pshatim here, either it's that the chola is, you know, like the word treifa, is destined to die, or the prayer was torn up. Both pshatim are possible. The Gra understands it's the person we're referring to because tefila is lashon nekeva, and it's a feminine word, and therefore would be she, whom, or he, meturefet, torn up, if we're referring to the tefila.